Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this terrific Thursday. Joining us right now from Russell Street Report, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Brian McFarland. What's going on, Brian?
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. All right. Doing well. We know by now that the Baltimore Ravens traded Odafe Owe to the Los Angeles Chargers. So with that being said, how much money do the Ravens have under the cap if they want to make more moves?
Yeah, so at this point, they're in pretty good shape. They've got a little over $14 million in cap space. Some of that still needs to be, you know, reserved for future injuries and calling up guys, you know, your two-weekly practice squad elevations. But they're in good shape, for, you know, as far as that goes. Anybody they're acquiring now, I mean, we're approaching halfway into the season. So if a guy has a $20 million salary, you're only paying 10 at this point, or maybe at this point a little more than that. But once we get to the trade deadline, it's pretty much half of the season. So they're in good shape to really, if they need to. The question is, you know, does it make sense, I guess? And I think these next two games will probably go a long way towards deciding that.
So what's your calculus on this, though, Nick? How active do you think they're going to be if they win or lose?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. They could be active either direction.
Right.
I mean, I think this, you know, if they lose this next game, the Bears game at home, I think, you know, you probably pretty much have to pack it up. If they win, then they'll probably, you know, wait and see what happens. You know, they usually play reasonably well in Miami, and Miami's playing terribly this year, but you never know. You get a hurricane come through or something like that, and it changes the weather and things like that. So, you know, they win the next two, I think they're buyers for sure. But if they go 1-1, who knows? If they go 0-2, I think you might look at, you know, are they going to offload a couple guys perhaps?
Yeah, I guess, Brian, when you're looking at the types of moves they can make, if they did get somebody that had a rather large contract, is that something where you have to sign that guy to an extension or stretch that out to make it work in those types of trades? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, when you make a trade, you have to be able to fit the guy under his present number under your cap this year. And I think they can pretty much do that. And they've got some flexibility. They could, there's some minor restructures they could do if they needed a little extra here and there.
Okay.
Then for, you know, for future, like that guy, you know, guy like Brian Burns, for instance, from the Giants. Now the Giants are only two games out of the division lead at this point, not expecting them to be there, stay there probably. But, you know, there are a lot of teams you wouldn't expect that you might expect to be, I should say, sellers like the Colts, you know, who are now in first place. Or actually, I think they're the number one seed in the AFC right now.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, the list of sellers right now is not, you know, is not really great. You look at the Dolphins, but a guy like, go back to Brian Burns, he's got about two more years after this with about $20 million a year. They would probably, he's still young enough, they probably would go in and extend them but they don't have to do that. There's some guys that are in the last year of their deals that they, you know, obviously you want to see how the rest of the season goes, but they've done that before where they've, you know, traded for Marcus Peters, traded for Roquan Smith, and then, you know, signed him to extensions late in the year or before the next season. So, so they could do that. If there's some guys that have some more years, they probably would look to extend them just to flatten that deal out and take away those next 2 years at 20 mil. But it makes it a little easier to do if you do that, obviously.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Brian McFarland joins us, Russell Street Report, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, we're talking about what trades the Ravens would make to bring people in, but you said the next two games really matter. Let's say they go 0-2 in those next two, God forbid. Now, it puts them at 1-7. Who are some of the candidates for them to trade away?
Yeah, I mean, guy, you're looking at guys, you know, at the end of their contracts. Van Noy would be a guy, Mark Andrews, if they, you know, if they don't expect to extend him or do an extension with him, then he would be a guy you'd look at. I mean, you know, Isaiah Likely, I don't think that would happen because I think they want to re-sign
him. I keep hearing his name come up, though, Brian. You're the third person who's brought his name up.
Well, I guess because we kind of all expected there'd be an extension by now, and there hasn't been. So what does that mean? If they're really far apart and they don't think that's a gap they can bridge, then you might look to trade him. I mean, he would have probably the most value. He's on an expiring contract, but it's a rookie contract. So he's easy to fit in for a team this year, and then they work on extending him in the offseason or later this year after they acquire him. So, I don't see that one happening, but, you know, like I said, we don't know the ins and outs of what the numbers have been, you know, what they talked about. It sounded like they were close. Or at least rumors they were close, and then, you know, nada since then. So, I don't expect that one, but that's probably the one that could bring you the biggest return. I don't think you're getting a big return for any of these guys because, they're on expiring contracts.
What do you think the future holds for J.R. Alexander?
Well, it's a $4 million deal. Mm-hmm. It was a good risk, I guess, obviously. It hasn't played out. I don't know. I mean, playing him in that first game seemed, you know, foolish in hindsight. I kind of thought he was a guy that, you know, you would, especially since, you know, they brought him in during training camp, so he needed some ramp up. That's why kind of that Bills game seems like foolish to me. I think he was a guy that the idea was, we don't know that we can get 17 games out of him, but if we 21 games out of him, or, you know, going to all the way to the Super Bowl. But if we can have him healthy and playing well in November, December, and January, that's great, because at that time we thought we had a lot of depth at that position. So, I mean, it looked like a good deal. I still think it was a worthy risk. Obviously, you know, that money's guaranteed. So whether he's here or not, they're still paying him. So I could see, you know, if the season goes in the toilet from here, I could see them moving on from him to, you know, bring up some younger guys perhaps to get a look at for the next year in the future. And maybe they just let him go and say, you know, if some playoff team wants to sign you, then have at it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like he's, you know, been a problem or anything. I mean, it kind of has a Deontay Johnson feel to it, but not really, because I don't think he's been a problem, so to speak, like Johnson was. But that might be just one that, you know, they just cut bait at some point if the season goes down the drain.
Hey, Brian, if they are adding, is it definitely a pass rusher or D lineman in your mind that they're adding to this team, or are there other spots they could look at as well?
I mean, it could be, you know, it could be a guard. I mean, you know, Kevin Zeitler's out there with he wouldn't cost much to get from the Titans, I wouldn't think.
Bring him back.
That looks, another one of those hindsight, you know, looks like a bad move 2 years ago when they let him go.
DeCosta doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I think that was one of them.
I would agree. That's somebody, and it's not going to cost much either on the cap or as far as draft compensation. I mean, they're going to have 9 to 11, depending upon how comp picks work out, draft picks next year. So, I mean, they've got some ammunition, not a lot of high picks, but they've got some ammunition. I mean, what's Zeitler going to be, a pick swap or, you know, a sixth or a seventh, something like that. So, I mean, they could be tandem moves like that. But, I mean, obviously, I think defensive line is probably the place that obviously, be it edge or interior right now, that they're really hurting.
There he is, Brian McFarland. Brian, tell people where to find you.
Sure. So my articles are on Russell Street Report. Right now, generally my dead time, though unfortunately the way the season's going, my ramp up for next season is coming a little earlier perhaps than I would have hoped. I think we all would have hoped.
Yeah.
You know, and then on Twitter/X, I'm at Raven Salary Cap. So anytime a move is made, I try to get, you know, the numbers together as quickly as information's available and get it out there.
You do a great job with it. Thanks a lot, Brian, always.
I appreciate it, fellas. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.